coming through.
I'm really kind of disturbed by this getting claim construction off of ad lib comments from the bench at this court, though, and particularly when Judge Bryson defines his empty as absence of source data in the same breath almost.
Okay. I don't think it's definitional. So the point is...
Well, but see, the whole point is you don't think it's definitional. Mr. Dunner does.
Okay,
and why are we getting claim construction off what this court says from the bench, whether it's even with somebody as bright as Judge Bryson, he's not trying to give you claim construction from the bench.
Okay, then let's get it from the claim. The claim says it's empty. Bryson, the reference to garbage bits is clear to me, means placeholder. In other words,
empty is not garbage bits.
It means only placeholders that have no information.
You're the one who put the garbage bits in.
Well, we
it's
argued
a little
for it,
hard.
And Judge Sleet accepted it, because it's placeholders, meaning no information.
Zero data, no payload data, no source data, yes. But where does the garbage come from?
Because it's just placeholders. In fact, in the yellow brief at 22, they made clear there's no system to replace information in the empty payload field and replace it with new information.
This just is so blatantly and adding a limitation, and a limitation that comes from a Federal Circuit ad lib comment. I'm just having trouble with that.
Well, Your Honor, I'll move on, but empty...